Welcome again to our Home at Home services. Really wonderful to have you all joining and coming together. And that's a powerful expression of what community is for. I want to say a big thank you to our welcomers and the fact that we are always encouraged to be inspired in these moments. And we also want to say a big thank you to our worship team for inspiring us to give God thanks and to always have a heart of gratitude and really, really always blessed by what you do. We're going to continue looking at our journey this year on how we can be effective in the area of deliverance. And we've been sharing different aspects of this already. And we're going to continue where we left off. In fact, our previous message, we talked about the always of God and why that is so essential to establishing ourselves as a rock, like the God who is our rock. We become one of those composites that are integral in his kingdom. And we only do it by really understanding that we have to follow his prescriptive directives regarding how we can always maintain a standard that allows us to overcome daily challenges, to see the world through his eyes, and really be effective on our journey to being deliverers. We were very clear that a lighthouse is always established upon a rock. And we really are the light of the world, and we're going to be talking about that a bit later. But we really just want to establish that unless we understand how important it is to become a rock in Christ. In other words, our Father is a rock. David establishes that. He says, the Lord, my God, is a rock. He says, I will call upon the Lord. His word should be praised. And he says, you are the rock of my salvation. And really, if that is exactly what God is telling us, we then have to make every endeavor to embrace who he is. And we talked tremendously about thankfulness, because thankfulness is that critical part of the minerals of the rock that we are becoming, that will allow us to continue to move in the direction of growth that God wants for us, that will empower us to overcome the world. And we established that thankfulness and rejoicing is a fragrant expression of heaven. And it is the outcome of our joy. This joy is our strength, and the joy is the product of the unmovable component of faith. Our faith is what inspires our joy, this unmovable component of faith, and it is the perfume that infuses the expression of our worship. Joy is that flavor. Joy is that scent, that smell that God is so enamored with, that lets us know that we're believing him, standing on his word, having faith in him, and in so doing, we are being joyful, always being joyful. Joy, therefore, is the evidence that the unwavering anchor of faith is present and activated. Our faith must be activated. And the way we know that is because we are now expressing joy, which is contingent on what we believe, what we trust God for. And the outcome may never be instantly, immediately aware obvious to us. But we know by faith that God is performing and working on our behalf. And his providential power means that he's always going to do something that builds you up, that strengthens you, that even sometimes when it feels difficult, in those moments of this trial, we're able to declare and give praise and be thankful. And that says, Lord, we still believe, we still trust that you, Jesus, have overcome the world and has allowed me to stand today on the faith that you have established. So this whole principle is that the joyfulness, this thankfulness, is like the air that we breathe. You see, it's this expression through thankfulness that is the oxygen of heaven, that allows me to be able to inhale and exhale and to express and to declare, because I am so thankful knowing that I'm standing on a God who is faithful. And my everyday exhale and inhale will be one that's perfumed with a joy, with the expression of glory, that no matter what I'm going through, I am going to be joyful. Thankfulness changes you. It changes you from being grumpy and miserable. It allows you to really express a kingdom insight, a kingdom fervor, that our God will do what he says he will do. And just like waiting for that gift or special present to come through the post, we thank God in advance, knowing that it's on the way. In fact, the commandment is that we should always be giving thanks. Giving thanks always for everything that is good is working for us. David, I believe, is a real epitome of this. And we all know the story of David and Goliath. But what we understand about David is that prior to that story, that David was a worshiper. He was an individual singing on the side of a hill to his sheep and giving God glory. He was being thankful. So we're talking about somebody who really, when he described God as a rock, was really aware of the components of that rock, because he himself was an example of worship and adoration unto God. And so David thanked God, and so when he fought his battles, he already knew that the God who he was thanking was fighting for him. And he slew the lion, he killed a bear with the strength and the power and the insight of God. Why? Because he was a worshiper who believed and had a faith in God that he was always going to come through for him. I wonder if we can really inhabit and take on board these patterns, these practices that David expressed. And it meant that because he had faith in God, when it came to his giants, when it came to his battles, he already rejoiced. In fact, he already knew that the God he served was going to come through. And he takes up five stones, which we know represents grace. He knew that he was overwhelmingly blessed by God's grace. But they were stones which were the part of a rock. David himself engaged in the process of what the rock represents. He was going to deliver the children of Israel from this abusive, this criticizing, this man who was now voicing his authority over them, that he was the ultimate fighter and slayer, and basically putting fear into them. But David, because of what he had already done in his private time, that moment where he's giving God thanks, that moment when he's praying unto God, that moment when he's rejoicing and thanking God for what he has done, he had already become one with the rock. Goliath had a sword, but David took up a piece, a pebble, of the rock that he understood God to be. And with the grace represented in the five rocks, he went out on the flow of God and the authority and power that he had coming from heaven. And we know the story that he defeats the giant by lodging that rock, launching it so it lodged right at the point of his thinking. He gave Goliath another thought and put him out of his misery. He basically destroyed the enemy, declaring that our God is the rock, Jehovah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we sing that song, "So shall I now be saved from my enemies, because the Lord is my rock. And David celebrated that so much to the point where they began to declare and sing songs about David. You see, we can understand that if we are not following this pattern, this desire to become a rock, we will be tossed to and fro by winds of doctrine. We establish that you won't be able to stand on a rock. In fact, everything you build will fall. But when you understand that the Lord our God does not change, he remains the same yesterday, today, he's talking of that rock quality that is unmovable. There are things that can diminish the quality of our rock. And we have to be careful, because if we do the wrong things, we are then going to fall prey to the enemy and his plan. And so the things that destroy our rock is fear. Fear. Grumbling. Complaining. Murmuring. Bitterness and hate. These things destroy the potency of our rock, because it means we are not doing the always thing. Being thankful unto God always, praying always, believing all things, trusting and hoping all things, which is contingent on the love of God. When we allow fear, false evidence appearing real, those things that you're believing that really are just in the mind, they impact the quality and the ground on which you stand. When you grumble and complain, it means you're not giving thanks. It means you're not rejoicing. It means you're murmuring, and bitterness comes in, and also it then leads to hate. All these things will undermine the quality of your rock. You have to understand that being a rock means to be consistent, means to be solid. David built his foundation in his private worship and understood that God remained his rock, that he would declare and pray always, like Luke 18 verse 1 tells us. Jesus was telling his disciples in a parable to make them the point that at all times they ought to pray and not to give up or lose heart. We've got to always make it a default setting that when the challenge comes, we call on the name of the Lord. When the challenge comes, we declare joy, because God, you're going to deal with this, and whatever happens, you're going to bring me out on top. You declare thanksgiving because you know that our God is able. Hallelujah. I love Romans 1 and 9. It says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of the Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. I wonder if you're always praying for another. Or are you just praying for yourself? You see, when we pray for others, it means we're expanding that overwhelming expression of God's love. And we are allowing it to be a part of our composite and our rock. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, verse 4 tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. I want to encourage us today that if we are going to maintain the quality of our rock, we have to be in a position where we become so secure, so stable, so at home in this place of giving God thanks and giving him glory and giving him the joyful expression of our worship that is based on faith. That when others see us, they are bemused, they are confused, they are incited, they are overwhelmed and empowered by the fact that in this crisis, I am giving God thanks. In this challenge, I am overcoming it through my praise. I'm letting the world know that the God that I serve receives the expression of my joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, unless we are prepared to maintain these principles, we'll struggle with the idea or the power that is required to be a deliverer. Because at the moment that we need to see God come through, doubt comes in, fear comes in, all the negative aspects come in. But because we trust in the Lord our God, who is the rock of our salvation, he allows us to stand. Hallelujah. He allows us to be victorious. I love what this song says here. He won't fail. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I've never been more glad. Can you hear the joy there? That I put my faith in Jesus, because he's never let me down. That's faith, knowing that it's immovable. Hallelujah. His faithfulness through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I love what it says here. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. It's counterintuitive. So I won't be going under. I am not held by my own strength. I'm standing on the rock because I've built my life on Jesus. He never lets me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I love this part, and we'll finish with this. Rain came and the winds blew, but my house was built on you, Jesus. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. I want to tell you today, you're gonna make it through no matter what the enemy is telling you. You are standing on the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. And you see, whatever takes place, oh, the rain came and the wind blew, but my house was built on you and I'm safe. Why? Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. The power of this rock is that no other force can move it. He is the ultimate rock. I want to encourage you today that we are born for a purpose. Born into the freedom of salvation to be the sons of God, who then go forth and deliver others through the power and the expression of what God has placed in us. But we do it only through being the always expression of heaven, through our joy that's contingent and based on our faith, knowing that we are not going to go under, but the God we serve will bring us over and through. Hallelujah. Firm foundation. I wonder today, you can change your position, your disposition, and walk into this always expression of the fragrance of heaven through the joy that is based on a faith that is stable, that is sound. And when the rains come and the winds blow, you stand secure in a God that is faithful. May you be blessed today. May your rock be the foundation that you trust in. And the lighthouse that you are will declare that somebody can be set free, because you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill, that rock, hallelujah, that cannot be hid. And watch what God is going to do. This year is a year to stand firm on the rock of salvation and watched God deliver souls. Be a light on that rock today. May God bless you.